From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Hurricane Alex has lashed into Mexico. It's torn roofs off, caused flash flooding, and sent people running from their homes. National Hurricane Center forecaster Todd Kimberlain says Alex is weakening as it moves north in Mexico.
The hurricane's winds have weakened down to about 80 miles per hour. And we expect further weakening as Alex continues to move farther inland.
Coastal Texas was ready for a hit, but Alex has largely passed it by. Mostly it's been heavy rain there, and that has not stopped triathlete John Harris on South Padre Island. His reaction? Go out for a run and enjoy the advantages of the storm.
No car traffic to worry about. Just a little bit of rain, but I was going to get wet anyway.
Harris says he and his family drove 1,200 miles from Carrollton, Georgia to get away from the effects of the Gulf oil spill and found themselves in the path of a hurricane instead. President Obama will deliver a speech about immigration today in Washington. NPR's Mara Liasson reports that he will call once again for a bill that provides a path to citizenship for illegal aliens already in the U.S.
The White House never thought an immigration overhaul could be passed before this November's election. White House officials were aiming to get something done next year, but Hispanic leaders have been pushing the president to show his commitment to passing a bill. Mr. Obama wants legislation that would tighten border security and provide a path to legalization. It's something that could energize Hispanic voters, an important part of the Democrats' base, and Republicans would be at a disadvantage if they alienate this fast-growing part of the electorate. But so far, no Republican has signed on to the immigration overhaul effort. Mara Liasson, NPR News, The White House.
The remains of Democratic Senator Robert Byrd are lying in repose today in the Senate chamber at the Capitol. NPR's David Wellner reports memorial service plans are set and other Democrats are praising Byrd. The longest-serving senator in American history died in office on Monday at the age of 92.
The last time a senator's body lay in repose in the Senate chamber was 51 years ago, the same year Robert Byrd began his storied career as a U.S. senator. Senate Rules Committee Chairman Charles Schumer of New York says the chamber is a fitting place to commemorate the late senator.
There could be no more appropriate way for us to say goodbye to him and honor him than yield the Senate floor to him for one last time.
California Democrat Dianne Feinstein says Byrd was the fiercest defender of the Senate's prerogatives.
No one has ever shown more determination or greater love for the United States Senate than Robert C. Byrd.
Byrd's body will later be taken to the state capitol in Charleston, West Virginia, where President Obama plans to attend a memorial service tomorrow. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan appears to be speeding toward confirmation. As her hearings continue, she's repeatedly declined to talk about her personal views of hot-button issues, such as the right to bear arms. She tells senators her personal beliefs are irrelevant.
It's not personal views, it's not moral views, it's not political views, it's law all the way down.
Republicans show little enthusiasm for a long-shot filibuster attempt. A full Senate vote is likely next month. Closing arguments begin today in the trial of a former Bay Area Rapid Transit police officer. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports he is accused of murdering an unarmed passenger on New Year's Day of last year.
Prosecutors say that 28-year-old Johannes Messerly, who is white, killed passenger Oscar Grant, an African-American, with a single shot to the back while Grant was lying face down on an Oakland train platform. The shooting was recorded by several witnesses, and the video was widely distributed on the Internet. Defense attorneys say that Messerly never intended to shoot Grant, but had pulled out his handgun, thinking it was a taser. The trial was held in Los Angeles due to pretrial publicity. Judge Robert Perry has ruled that there is not enough evidence to support a first-degree murder charge, but he will instruct the jury to consider second-degree murder, manslaughter, or an acquittal. The ruling is viewed as a potential setback for the defense, which had hoped to limit the jury's options to murder or acquittal. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Los Angeles.
General David Petraeus is reminding the world that Afghanistan was the locus of planning the 9/11 attacks. In Brussels, the newly confirmed commander of troops in Afghanistan is urging continued international commitment. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.